Among this weekend's new movies, one set in Depression-era Franklin County, Virginia.
Sheriff, you any idea what a Thompson submachine gun does to a mortal?
Well, this ain't Chicago. You can't just shoot him. Do that, people around here will string us up from a tree.
It's Lawless, starring Tom Hardy and Shia LaBeouf. Washington Post film critic Ann Hornaday joins us now to talk about it. Was that LaBeouf that we just heard?
You know what? I can't remember.
Yeah, because I was. It sounded like somebody with a bad accent. But what is the movie all about?
That's a glowing review.
Exactly. You know, I hate to name drop, but I saw this at Cannes way back in May.
Ooh.
So I can't say that I can remember every single. I can't match every single voice with every single line. But it is. You know, this movie will be probably of interest to our regional viewers. You know, since it took place kind of in our backyard over there in Franklin County, Virginia. I was kind of 50-50 on the movie. You know, it's kind of an old-fashioned Prohibition-era gangster yarn that hits all of those classic notes, but I think there's a thin line between hitting a classic notes and kind of reverting to cliche. There are some great performances in it, terrific performances, one by Tom Hardy, who that might have been, actually. Tom Hardy plays one of the moonshining brothers who just grunts and groans his way through the role. But there's something so compelling about him as a screen presence. And then Guy Pearce, who plays a special agent who comes in to break up the ring, is the guy coming in from Chicago. And he turns in a real scenery-chewing performance. So this is a 50-50 proposition. But I think, again, for people with a local interest, they might want to give it a try.
And another movie we can see now, it's called Sleepwalk With Me, written by Mike Birbiglia and Ira Glass of This American Life. What is that one like?
Yeah, John, I mean, there are those of us, and I am one of them, who are these devoted This American Life fans. And so for anybody who fits that description, they're going to want to see this for sure. This is based on a one-man show that Mike Birbiglia did. He's a really gifted comic and also kind of spoken word artist who mines his own personal life for some equal parts painful and funny material. And this has to do with a really pivotal moment in his life when his career was kind of on the up and up. He was grappling with a transition with his girlfriend, and this very serious sleep disorder was rearing up in his life. And so it's a movie that's sort of equal parts funny and equal parts kind of poignant about, you know, young adults kind of coping with transition. And it's done with a lot of sort of inventive visual flourishes, especially during the sleepwalking sequences. Lauren Ambrose from 6 Feet Under plays his long-suffering, very patient girlfriend. But mostly it's about Mike Birbiglia, and he's a very as much a compelling and charming screen presence as he's been on the radio all these years. So, again, for people who are fans of his from the radio and from his theater performances, definitely check this one out.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ann.
Have a great weekend, Veronica.
You too. That is the Washington Post film critic, Ann Hornaday.